from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Commuters in New Jersey have been hammered with higher tolls and added costs, just as more companies are forcing workers back into the office. The cost to drive to work is only going to get higher in the Garden State in 2025. New Jersey's gas tax will be going up again.
Starting January 1st, New Jersey's gas tax will increase by 2.6 cents per gallon. That means it will likely cost more to fill up your gas tank. The fee will go toward the state's Transportation Trust Fund that is used to pay for road and bridge projects. New Jersey commuters will get hit hard next month. Tolls on the Parkway and Turnpike are going up by 3%. Then New York City's congestion pricing will charge New Jerseyans $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
As President Joe Biden continues to face sharp criticism from fellow Democrats over the pardon he just granted his son Hunter, you could add New Jersey's top law enforcer to the growing chorus. Attorney General Matt Plotkin, a progressive Democrat who has supported many of the Biden administration's policies, issued a sharp rebuke to the president. Plotkin says Biden's actions undermine, quote, the fragile trust in our institutions that hold power to account. Plotkin says the pardon also hurts Democrats' efforts to root out corruption and battle Donald Trump. You may like a new law in the Garden State in 2025, as most job listings you see will now have to include how much you'd be paid, or at least a range of the starting salary.
New Jersey joins a growing list of states that have wage transparency laws. It applies to employers with at least 10 workers.
They could include a range in the job posting and then actually offer an applicant or their chosen candidate for the role a salary that is higher than what is included in the job posting.
Alyssa Frank with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says they were originally opposed to the proposal, but it's gotten to a place where it's not entirely burdensome on businesses. The law takes effect next year on June 1st. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
One piece of good news when it comes to a cold, dry air mass, we do warm up quickly once the sun gets high enough in the sky. And we're almost at that point now. We're going to see those temperatures jump from the 20s to around 40 degrees for a high today. Quiet and chilly, sunshine with passing clouds, and there could be some flurries flying around too. Mainly clear and cold tonight, lows in the 20s. Lower 40s tomorrow with increasing clouds. It'll turn breezy in the afternoon, with a chance of snow and rain showers developing tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. And stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Flemington, 28. Freehold, 28. Pennsville is 30. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.